Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about building a blog summary agent with Pyantic AI. It's super cool.
Sounds amazing. So what's the core idea here?
Basically, it's about creating an agent that can pull key information from any web page and summarize it neatly using Python, Pyantic AI, and Pyantic Graph. Perfect for those of us who just want the gist of an article.
I see. Interesting. So like a TLDR generator? Is this aimed at beginners?
Not exactly beginner level. It's geared more towards intermediate and advanced developers because graph data structures are a bit complex and Pyantic Graph uses async I/O. But once you get the hang of Pyantic AI's graph structure, it can seriously boost your agent workflow.
Got it. And a quick reminder for listeners, Pyantic AI is an open source AI agent framework for building production-grade generative AI apps in Python. Pyantic Graph, also by Pyantic, is for building workflows with nodes and edges.
Precisely. The workflow is pretty straightforward. The user enters a URL, the Get Page Content node downloads the content, cleans it up, and passes the relevant text to the Summarize Page node. Simple and efficient.
Okay, so two main nodes, got it. What about the technical setup?
You'll need to install a few libraries: Pyantic AI, Pyantic Graph, HTTPX, Beautiful Soup, Nesta, Syncio, and Rich. Then create a Python file, import these libraries, and you're ready to go.
Right. Rich is for those fancy terminal outputs. HTTPX and Beautiful Soup handle requests and web content parsing. And Nest Asyncio is crucial because async I/O doesn't play well with nested event loops.
Exactly. There are a couple of base model classes: input depth for input, page content, and blog summary for output. These help structure the data and control the context length, important for keeping the summary accurate and cost-effective.
So managing those tokens, right? Makes sense. What about the agents themselves?
Two agents are at work. The web page crawl agent cleans up the raw content. GPT-4 Mini is a good choice here for cost efficiency. And the summary agent generates the final summary using the blog summary schema. GPT-4 is recommended for this step for a more detailed output.
Good choices. So two agents, two models, nice and organized. Now, how do these nodes and the graph work together?
The Get Page Content node starts the workflow, downloads the page content, cleans it, and passes it to the web page crawl agent. The Summarize Content node takes over, checks for content, and if present, uses the summary agent to generate the final summary.
Smooth handoff. Any error handling?
Ah, yes. Important point. The tutorial mentions adding error handling, especially for situations like hitting a 401 error, which happened with the Wall Street Journal example, likely due to bot detection.
Always important to anticipate those roadblocks. So overall, a neat way to build a custom summarization tool. Any final thoughts?
Absolutely. This tutorial offers a practical application of Pyantic AI and graph structures for a real-world task. Plus, the source code is available for Patreon members. Definitely worth checking out. And with that, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.